There's just one thing that I always listen to. It's Radio Reba, Pete Jones Radio Show.
We have in the studio Joe Munro from Metropolitan Elite. Hello, sir.
Hello, Pete.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
I am not so bad myself either, actually. Thank you for asking.
Did I ask?
Did you? Yeah, I think you did. I'm going to replay that back. Can we just play that clip back? Oh, she's watching sport. What is Simone here for? I mean, what is ice hockey at this time of year anyway? Yes, you did ask, and I will answer very politely. I am very well.
Good.
We've got you in because you've got a gig coming up at the Brunswick.
That's very true.
Tell us all.
Okay, this Wednesday, so that's the 20th, Cellar Bar at the Brunswick.
Yes.
The little intimate room. Metropolitan Elite, which is the first gig we played in Brighton in, I don't know, like 100 years.
What's the last gig before COVID? Was
yes.
it the one above the railway tavern or whatever
it
pub's
was.
Called by
That's
the railway?
Right.
What is that pub? Central?
Yeah, Grand Central.
Grand Central. Was yes, that the yes, last nice time you guys actually played live?
It's not the last time we played live, but it's okay. the last time we played live in Brighton.
Got it.
That was when we just launched our Lunar Tunes.
Yes.
Music
so
night.
So good.
In February 2020.
The famous event that was going to take the whole year by storm, I remember.
It was going to be massive.
Yeah, but whatever happened, why did you not do any more?
Well, the wind was slightly taken out of our sails by a giant pandemic.
Oh, man. I remember that whole time. It was crazy. It was insane. I was halfway through doing Battle of the Bands, and we got to the semi-finals, but they never finished.
That was at
the Backbeat Bar and Basement, which doesn't even exist anymore on Western Road. So, yeah, what an insane time that was. So you're back.
Yes, we are back. And... we've got a new single, which you very kindly played last week.
Yeah.
You might even play this week.
If you haven't got headphones on, it's playing underneath as we speak.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard it enough.
Yeah. Never. Hey, we've had some great feedback from it, by the way.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, we had one listener last week, Beth Sarah, writing a review.
I saw that.
And we've had our guests who are coming in a minute, the last of the lovely days. They're now following you. I mean, it's, you know...
that's how it is,
isn't
it?
It's the power of the old radio. You know?
I know. It's brilliant, isn't it? No, I'm very grateful. It does seem to have gone down quite well. It does have a new singer, which might explain things.
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Jamie won't be listening.
Jeannie Marquez is on vocals, which is brilliant. And is this the first thing that she's recorded?
She's a brilliant singer.
Yeah.
And a great actress. I think this is the first sort of pop, rock, electro recorded song that she's been on.
And have you recorded any others with her?
Not yet.
But is it in the pipeline?
Yes, and she will be singing a few of our songs on Wednesday.
And are some of these ones that I would know, like a few oldies that she might be singing on?
Yeah. So Ghost of Robot 1,
mm-hmm.
that was our first Metropolitan Elite single.
Yeah.
A few old Annex the Moon songs that get recommissioned Metropolitan Elite, if anybody remembers them.
So, yeah, big time. So the lineup, we've got Jeannie Marquez on vocals for a bit, as well as Jamie Welligan on vocals.
Yes, correct.
Yourself, Joe Munro, of course. Dan Johnson, what's he on?
So that's like drum pads and synths and things that make noises.
Lots of banging things.
Yeah.
Anyone else in the band?
And then we've got Trumpet Tom.
Trumpet Tom, of course you have.
I never remember his surname.
What does he play?
He plays the double bass.
Brilliant. I love Trumpet Tom. Yeah, love him. Listen, should we play the track?
Yes, please.
Tell me what it's called.
It's called Flower.
It's called Flower. It's the brand new single. And folks, this is the Metropolitan Elite.
The first... Thank you.
sorry about the fade-out.
Cheeky minx. You know we don't do fade-outs. That is absolutely gorgeous. It's a track called Flower. Is it the first of a sort of little collection of Metropolitan Elite tracks that you've got?
Yeah, I mean, I think your guess is as good as mine.
Right.
But,
you need an agent, you really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I think it really well might be.
Lots of messages in, by the way, just to cut you off there. Great to hear Joe on air. I've never heard him talk for so long without mentioning, what does that word say? Poo? What? Who is this? So lovely support coming in, by the way.
Well, and people who know me very well.
Yeah, they know you very well. So how many tracks have you got coming up?
I think there'll be another one out in the next couple of months.
Okay.
And then we'll see how we go. We might go back and kind of revisit a few things that we've done previously that Ooh. Never got much of a launch.
Yeah.
Possibly ask Jeannie to sing on them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, yeah, I think that's the plan. Maybe building up to an album next year. That would be lovely.
Done any band photography with the you guys? You're probably not in the same space much.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No, very rarely. So,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know Jamie's often in London and around.
Yeah, and...
Liverpool.
Trumpet Tom is somewhere even beyond London, right. Wherever that is.
Yeah. Who have you got? Because I noticed you got support, or you got another artist
at
the same gig. Who is that?
So we're playing. We're actually going to support the songs of Tom Smith.
Got it.
Who is a guy over from Australia?
Yeah,
but he's got a band together here. I think it's going to be really nuts.
Great.
They probably compliment us. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not, who knows, but it'll be a fun evening on Wednesday.
So it is 7:30, doors open. This is the Brunswick Cellar.
Correct.
Tickets, about £6 on the door.
Yeah, £6 on the door or in advance.
I love this, by the way. Under 25s are free. That is a great idea. Get them in.
Yes, yes, yes.
So cool. You reckon you guys are going to hit the stage at about 8?
Yeah, doors 7:30. Have a beer.
Yep.
On stage about 8.
Awesome. Any other gigs at all on the radar?
I think we're going to see how this one goes. First one for a while.
It's going to be great.
Might relaunch the Lunar Tunes night on the back of it. Let's see.
How do people get hold of your stuff? What's the best place for them to go?
You can go anywhere. Spotify, Apple Music. We haven't got a physical release at the moment.
Or a website?
You can go to Facebook.
Oh, Facebook, yeah. So the Metropolitan Elite have got a page.
Yes.
Annex the Moon have got a page.
Correct, yeah. So Annex the Moon is Jamie's old thing that I was partly involved with.
Yeah.
So we rehash lots of that.
Well, you know, why not? If you got it, you can dip in, right? It's your material. Oh, Joe, it's going to be absolutely brilliant. It's going to be cracking. It's going to be great to see Jeannie Marquez playing or singing along with you guys too. And Jamie is so good. I love his voice. It's brilliant.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Please, folks, come along. Brunswick, that's this Wednesday, which is something like the 20th. 7:30 doors, £6. Under 25s are free. And Songs of Tom Smith, I'm looking forward to that. That sounds like crazy.
I think it is crazy.
So, when you say crazy, what do you mean?
Well, I'd go and have a look at the Songs of Tom Smith website.
Okay.
And you'll see what I mean.
This is it. Thanks so much for coming by. You are such a star, and I cannot wait.
Thank you, Pete Jones.
Absolutely brilliant.
Music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show.